This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 4 for Wednesday, February 6, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Today, we are going to reflect on the history and the impact of the Backpack Extra Mile Walk by those at the center of its creation approximately 11 years ago. This year's Backpack Extra Mile Walk will happen on the morning of April 27th at East High School.
The Backpack Extra Mile Walk is such an inspiring event every year. So many smiley faces and excitement at the Backpack Walk. And speaking of inspiring, that's our LPS word of the month. This past summer, we posed the question to our community, to our families, our staff, students, asking folks to describe LPS in one single word. And we had hundreds and hundreds of responses, words that praised our school district with breadth and depth, with incredibly strong and powerful expressions of faith in Lincoln Public Schools. We had words that empowered, words that underlined our extraordinary teaching and learning, and words that captured the ordinary and extraordinary activities and bold actions of our fantastic educators all across the district. To see ways in which LPS is inspiring, you can check out our LPS is Inspiring feature on lps.org, where we've got stories and photographs all going on this month right on the front page. What else should people make sure they see on our front page right now, Mindy?
Brian, there are a lot of great stories. Jason Keyes from our communications department has three great stories on our website. There's a special lesson at Riley Elementary School, thanks to one of our first grade teachers there. Her brother has a goats on a farm out in Burwell, Nebraska, and the kids got to watch the whole process of these baby goats, and they got to pick names. All of the classrooms got to pick names for these baby goats, and they came up with some really interesting names. One, of course, they all love their teacher, so they wanted to name one of the goats after their teacher. They thought that might not be a great idea, so they did come up with names. Lulu, Snowball, and let's see, Snow White, and Cupcake. So I think there were quintuplets. This is very rare, quintuplet goats.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
that was
fun.
Pretty cool for the kids who probably have never even seen goats unless they've been to a zoo, local zoo. Also on our website, we have CLC staff got to test drive some new mobile makerspaces. CLCs are our community learning centers. They provide a lot of programming for our schools. It might be after school programming. It's programming for parents. It's really that community school partnership. So the staff for the community learning centers got to test drive the new mobile makerspace labs. It's going to be a trailer with all sorts of things in it for kids to do during their programs through the community learning centers. Also on our page, arts and humanities students got to, in that focus program, got to explore hip-hop culture. They partnered with The Lead. We are so lucky in Lincoln to have great community partnerships like with The Lead. And so they had a choreographer come in and teach them about the history, and they got to make their own hip-hop. It was really kind of inspiring and fun.
It looked like they were having fun over there. Speaking of hip-hop, we've got several performing arts events coming up this week. Number one's coming up at East High on the 8th and the 9th. They're doing The Places You'll Go. I'm sure that's going to be a lot of fun. Also on February 12th over at Northeast, they're having their solo and small ensemble recital night. So maybe could make a little pre-Valentine's Day outing of that. Sounds like it'd be a nice evening. But back to the focus of today's podcast. Every year, the employees and the students of LPS, they collect donations and then they walk to raise awareness for the Food Bank of Lincoln's backpack program. The program started with only 50 backpacks and has now grown to almost 4,000 students in Lincoln.
Brian, I sat down with three very instrumental people who were involved since the beginning in getting not only the backpack program started, but the extra mile walk. And that walk helps raise funds and awareness for the program. In today's episode, you'll hear from Scott Young. He's the executive director of the Food Bank at Lincoln. Scott and the Food Bank have been great community partners for our schools. We also visited with Marilyn Moore. She's a retired associate superintendent for Lincoln Public Schools who now serves as the president of the Food Bank Board of Directors. And then we also hear from recently retired LPS budget director Sherry Stiskel, who was just key in starting this fundraising project. So that's who we're going to hear from today.
The backpack program in Lincoln started as a result of an article in the Lincoln Journal Star about a backpack program in Missouri. A Lincoln teacher, Diana Pasco, over at Clinton Elementary School, called me. I was at my desk at the food bank, and I had seen the article. This would have been in 2004, and she said, "We need one of those programs over here at Clinton."
Clinton was selected as the beginning school, and leaders at Clinton were enthusiastic about it. So it started with a distribution of 50 backpacks on Friday afternoon to 50 children who went home with food for the weekend. One of the realities of children in poverty is that lots of times there's not much food in their homes. And at schools, of course, they have breakfast and they have lunch and they come back the next day and they have breakfast and they have lunch again. And then the weekend comes and there is no breakfast and there is no lunch. And so the backpack program was designed to meet that need. And it was so clearly a need. Principals and teachers would talk about children coming to school on Monday and they were clearly hungry. And they would talk about children who didn't look forward to Thanksgiving vacation and they didn't look forward to winter break because they would be hungry and they knew they would be hungry. Hunger affects a child's performance in school. So it was always really visible when children were hungry. They were, like all of us are when we're hungry, we're grouchy or we're sleepy or we're cranky. We can't pay attention. And those things mean that it's harder to learn and it's harder to show what you have learned. The backpack program was designed to meet a very specific need, and that is hungry children over the weekend before they would come back to school for lunch and breakfast on Monday.
Back in 2004, I read the article. I'm born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska. I've raised my kids here, and I couldn't believe the story. It was talking about children coming to school and being hungry. We live in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's our community. Children should not be going hungry.
One story that just that always rings true in my heart is this was a number of years ago, and the story spans a number of years, and that is a child in one of our schools whose life was pretty unstable, and that's true of many children. In this case, her mom had a chronic illness which kept her from attending to sometimes the daily needs of children. This is a little girl who had an even younger preschool sibling at home, and learned on her own to be responsible to get up, get herself to school, make some kind of a lunch to take to school, and then got signed up for free lunches at school. And she was responsible for a lot of just the daily tasks at home. And her mom was sometimes able to be part of her life and sometimes not able to be part of her life just because of that chronic illness. So the backpack truly was a way for that little girl to keep herself and her little sister fed over the weekend with whatever came home in that backpack. And several years later, that little girl was a few years older. Her mom was still ill. Her little sister was now in school. Things at home were still pretty unstable for a variety of reasons, most of them associated with lack of funds. And the one stability in that little girl's life was that backpack that she took home every Friday afternoon. That meant that she could provide for herself and her little sister over the course of the weekend. Just a point of stability of one thing she didn't have to worry about. Now, you'd hope that 8-year-olds would never have to worry about that, but many 8-year-olds do. And when an 8-year-old has to worry about food for the family, a backpack of food on Friday really, really helps solve a problem, which is a wonderful image that I have in mind when I think about the backpack program. Another is of a police officer who reported that he'd been called to a home to do a well child check or a well family check. And one of the things that they do in that kind of check is to just determine, is there food in the house? And in one of the cupboards on a Thursday, the police officer found a box of cereal. This is just really emotional. Found a box of cereal, a jar of peanut butter, and a jar of jelly, and a can of SpaghettiOs. And that was the food that had come home with the backpack the previous Friday. This was Thursday. So this family had stretched that backpack food from Friday to the following Thursday. And I think That's a significant story on so many levels. It means, first of all, that police officers are sensitive to the need of food for families. And it means that this family had stretched their resources. And it's evidence to me that low-income families are sometimes, in fact, many times, I think, among the most frugal families. And they're the families that figure out the way to use their resources way beyond most of us are ever stretched to do so. So I think of that picture of that cupboard that had on Thursday food that was intended to serve for 2 days, and they had stretched it to 5 days. And I think it is an image that causes me to be really willing to write the next check, because that's what funds the backpacks.
The Extra Mile Walk was birthed during our first backpack year when Sherry Steiskel called and she asked me what happens to the backpack kids, the 50 Clinton backpack kids, during the Christmas holiday.
Well, the Extra Mile Walk originated within the Department of Business Affairs in Lincoln Public Schools. They were seeking for ways to contribute to the community, ways to be known as contributors to the community. And so the Backpack Extra Mile Walk was created.
Well, it didn't start until 2008, was our first year. And what we did was our business leadership team had always been doing a community type of event that we all helped with, volunteered with. I raised to my group that, you know, I'd really like to see us do something for the backpack program and raise money there involving the entire school district.
The Extra Mile Walk was born for the Lincoln Public Schools. Our first year, I think we had a goal of like $50,000 and we exceeded $100,000 and we were launched.
I was shocked the first year. We raised over $125,000. That was unheard of back in 2008. Each year we've raised more and more. This past year was over $200,000.
And gosh, it's been in place for a number of years, and it's grown and grown and grown. It's one of the largest single fundraisers and contributors to the food bank.
The backpack program has not only supplied food and meals to families and kids, it's raised the awareness of what LPS is dealing with on a daily basis.
Our first priority in starting it, and this is what we have always said, is it's not about how much money we raise. The walk is more about educating our community. If I didn't know 4 years before that we had kids in our community going hungry, I knew that other people who were from Lincoln or not from Lincoln also didn't know that kids were going hungry. So our first priority was what we're best at, educating people. We wanted to educate students, parents, staff members that would be like me that didn't know this information.
So the Lincoln Public Schools have really embraced this, and it's part of that whole conversation about what do our kids need? What do our community's kids need? They're our kids. What do we need to do to support them and make sure they're ready for school on Monday morning and throughout the week as best we can? So the Extra Mile Walk has been really a backbone and a foundation of our child hunger efforts here in Lincoln.
If hunger and poverty are not part of your world, you may not know that it exists right here in this community. And through the Extra Mile Walk, that awareness has been raised significantly. And I always think it's significant that some of the schools that have the smallest number of low-income children raise the most amount of money. But I also think it's significant that schools that have a really large number of children from low-income families also raise a significant amount of money. So there's just a community-wide awareness within the Lincoln Public Schools about the need for food on the weekends for children who are in low-income families.
It has really transformed the food bank in a lot of ways, and I think it's built a partnership between Lincoln Public Schools and the food bank that has resulted in meals on the tables of thousands of kids.
Again, that was Scott Young with the Food Bank of Lincoln, Marilyn Moore, and Sherry Steiskel, and I want to thank them for their time to sit down and give me that history of the backpack program and also the Extra Mile Walk. Brian, after hearing how it all began and the stories that Marilyn shared, it really does show the importance of this program.
Yeah, the need is definitely there. This year, 46% of LPS students, gosh, that's 18,639, qualify for free and reduced lunches, and approximately 4,000 students receive additional food support through our hunger programs. It costs about $250 for each student to receive a backpack for a year, so the money that's raised with that extra mile walk helps offset those costs.
And to participate on the Extra Mile Walk, again, that's going to be on April 27th at 10 a.m. It takes place at East High High School. They open the doors in the gym a little bit early. They've got dancing. They've got all sorts of activities for kids. To participate, people can visit our website, lps.org, for more information. There's an adult walker fee. If you raise $30, you receive a t-shirt with a logo on it that you can wear the day of the walk. If a child participates, they only need to raise $10, and then they can earn a t-shirt. And it's really cool to see all of those colored t-shirts walking around. The path is from East High School. They walk right out of the gym, right around Seacrest Park, and they return back to East High School. The deadline is coming up soon, so if you're interested in those t-shirts and get your orders in by March 6th, you can do so again through the website or contacting your child's school.
Yeah, and you know, even if you can't participate in the walk, you can definitely raise funds. And on the other hand, if you somehow something happens and you don't raise funds, please come participate. It's a fun day, and it's a great way to build awareness. People walking down 70th Street, all the cars going by, it's a fantastic view. That's all the time we've got for today. So thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.